Welcome to episode 458 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The Apostle Paul went on three pioneering missionary journeys, followed by a trip to Rome. That first journey, most likely in the years AD 47 through 48, started in Syria and took him to Cyprus and Asia Minor. After Paul witnessed the stoning of Stephen, was confronted and converted by Jesus, and visited Jerusalem, the church leadership tucked him safely away in his hometown of Tarsus on the southeastern coast of modern Turkey. As the persecution in Jerusalem grew, believers fled to Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, which wasn't too far from Tarsus. The dispersed Christians brought the gospel with them, and when the leaders in Jerusalem learned how quickly the church was growing, they sent Barnabas to Antioch to verify what was going on. Barnabas confirmed that the gospel was spreading. He then went to Tarsus to collect Paul, whom he had earlier mentored in Jerusalem. Paul returned to Antioch with Barnabas to provide leadership for the fledgling church. After about a year, the prophet Agabus foretold a great famine. The believers in Antioch raised support for the church in Judea and sent it to Jerusalem with Barnabas and Paul. After delivering the gift, Barnabas and Paul traveled back to Antioch with John Mark, Barnabas' cousin. While the church in Antioch was worshiping and fasting, the Holy Spirit called Paul and Barnabas to do a special work in spreading the gospel. After fasting and praying some more, the church laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and sent them off with John Mark. Thus began the first missionary journey. The three men walked to Seleucia on the coast, then sailed southwest to Salamis on the island of Cyprus where Barnabas was from. They preached in the synagogue there and traveled the whole island, apparently without much success, until they arrived at the city of Paphos in the southwest. The island's Roman proconsul, Sergius Paulus, summoned the missionaries to listen to their message. Unfortunately, the proconsul's associate, Bar-Jesus, also known as Elymas, was a magician and a Jewish false prophet who contradicted the gospel message and tried to keep his boss from converting. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, Paul made Bar-Jesus go blind, and Sergius Paulus believed in Christ. The mission team sailed from Paphos to Perga in the region of Pamphylia, in south-central Asia Minor. For reasons the Bible does not detail, John Mark left and returned to Jerusalem. It doesn't seem Paul and Barnabas spent much time in Perga, but headed north to Pisidian Antioch and preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Many believed, and they asked Paul and Barnabas to return. The next week, almost the entire city showed up, but the Jewish leaders were jealous of the crowds and tried to silence their message with abusive language. Paul and Barnabas pointed out that the Jews had had their chance and had rejected Jesus, so Jesus' message was going now to the Gentiles. The gospel spread through the whole region, but eventually, despite the new converts' enthusiasm, the Jews in Pisidian Antioch stirred up persecution of the missionaries, and Paul and Barnabas traveled east to Iconium in Galatia to get away from that persecution. Paul and Barnabas stayed quite a while in the city of Iconium, preaching boldly and performing miracles. Many Jews and Greeks believed, but many did not. The missionaries caught word that the unbelieving Jews, Gentiles, and city leadership were planning on stoning them, so they fled to the nearby cities of Lystra and Derbe. While Paul was preaching at the gates of Lystra, he noticed a lame man listening intently. He healed the man, and the crowd declared that Barnabas must be Zeus and Paul Hermes, as Hermes was the messenger and chief spokesman of the gods. The priests of the temple of Zeus joined the crowds and attempted to offer sacrifices to Paul and Barnabas, sacrifices that were barely prevented by Paul and Barnabas' insistence that they were just men. As a counterpoint, the unbelieving Jews from Antioch and Iconium arrived at Lystra and stirred up the crowds against the gospel. The resulting mob stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city. When the disciples gathered around his lifeless body, Paul stood up, completely well, and went back into the city. The next day, Paul and Barnabas went east to Derbe, situated across a mountain range from Tarsus, and made many disciples there. It was in the region of Lystra and Derbe that young Timothy heard the gospel from Paul and was saved. From Derbe, Paul and Barnabas backtracked through Asia Minor, visiting Lystra, Iconium, and Pisidian Antioch, and strengthening the young churches and appointing elders. Paul and Barnabas returned to the seaport city of Perga to preach. And then they hopped over to Attalia, a few miles west, and preached there as well. They then sailed back to Syrian Antioch. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. So this might be an interesting story for us to read, but there are some lessons in it for us. Suffering and hardship are part of the call to follow Jesus. Often as believers today, when we encounter suffering, we wonder why God doesn't step in and rescue us. Yet Christ warned, "In this life, you will have trouble." However, he also promised that he would overcome the world and that peace was possible. The truth is, suffering is part of the journey and unites our hearts with the crucifixion of Jesus. Paul and Barnabas taught this principle when they went back to each infant church from the first missionary journey. They strengthened the believers, reminding them, "We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God." Another lesson. Worshiping and fasting open our ears to hear the Holy Spirit speak. It was while the early church was praying, worshiping, and fasting that they heard the Holy Spirit speak to set apart Paul and Barnabas as the first missionaries. Ministering and calling are best fulfilled through teamwork. Nowhere in all of Scripture do we find independence affirmed or preferred by God. He has wired us for community. Part of why Paul's first missionary journey was so effective was because there was teamwork. Moses had Aaron when he felt inadequate. The prophet Elijah was told to take Elisha with him when he felt depressed and burned out. God honors teamwork. He designed us for community. Paul and Barnabas worked as a team. On the second missionary journey, they each chose new partners, but they seldom, if ever, went out alone. Dividing and multiplying are often a part of God's redemptive plan. Conflict and teams can be redeemed by God to further spread the gospel. After John Mark left and returned to Jerusalem, tension arose between Paul and Barnabas. When it came time for another mission trip, Barnabas wanted to give John Mark a second chance, but Paul didn't think it was wise. While in our human hearts we might wish Paul and Barnabas had worked out their differences and rebuilt the original team, the split was used by God, and as a result, the gospel spread farther. Often there are struggles and conflicts on ministry teams. While God always desires reconciliation between ministry partners, often the best path forward to reconciliation can be a split in direction. Paul and Barnabas split into two different teams, and both teams were used powerfully by God. Paul's first missionary journey was fascinating. From his first miracle to his stoning, from his bold messages and courageous encouragement for new believers, the entire journey reads like an adventure novel. However, there are also important lessons to be learned from the journey. Lessons about worshiping, suffering, ministering in teams, dividing and multiplying, and partnering with local churches. Father, thank you for the lessons we can learn from studying the missionary journeys of Paul. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.